to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour goes out to the parents on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the parents out there, you a parent? You got a kid? I know, we have kids listening, too. That's always scary for me to talk about some of these issues. But we try to hit it directly in a way that is not too uncomfortable for families with kids that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This hour, we've got to talk about some pubescent scenarios, right? You got a daughter, she's a teenager. Dads out there, you know what we're talking about here? Mine's only eight, so I'm not there yet, so I may not be the expert, but Super Don's been there. What about this? A new product. A bra that tweets every time it is unclasped. I'm thinking there had to be a dad behind. Did somebody just release a bra?
Hold on. Yes. Somebody has unclasped their bra. I just got notified. Hold on. I'll be back.
All right, somebody could be in trouble here. Now, this is my first thought, Super Don. When you sent me this story, I'm thinking, this is like somebody who's a dad, is very protective, overprotective, whatever. I want to know what's going on here. But yeah, it turns out that might not be the case.
It's like the modern version of the chastity belt or something, right? It's the tweeting bra.
Yeah, if they only had this technology, you know, decades ago, right? So now we know. What is that tweet? Where's my daughter? What's going on there?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, and I thought the same thing. I was thinking, all right, you know, we're going to see this, you know, big buying spree of the tweeting bra by a bunch of overprotective fathers. But actually what this is there's a lady in Greece. She's actually like a Greek TV news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in support of breast cancer awareness. But in this particular case, I can't say that I would totally disagree with what it is she's doing. She's not doing the pink washing thing where she's selling toxic products that are just colored pink, and so buy these to support breast cancer awareness. What she's doing, she's got this bra, and every time she unhooks it, the bra will automatically tweet to all of her followers, reminding them to perform a breast self-exam.
Oh, all right. So this is kind of thematic for breast cancer awareness, although we are not participating in any pink washing here by saying this, but we're not opposed to the idea of breast self-examination. That's a legitimate way. It's non-irradiating, and it can detect, you know, abnormalities, changes in breast tissue. So you're right, saying that this tweet clasp thing is really designed to remind women, okay, but you think that might be too many times? Do you need to do that every time you unclasp your bra? Is that what the argument is here?
Yeah, I don't know how often she's going to do this, but however, there is a catch, unfortunately. The bra only tweets in Greek.
What?
Yeah, apparently it only tweets in Greek because the campaign has only been launched in Greece as of now. So unless you know how to translate Greek, you may not know that it's time to do your breast self-exam.
Right. Yeah, you might say it's time for a gyro or a souvlaki, but you don't know it's a breast exam warning. Don't grab the gyro. Grab your own. Yes. You know what? Yes. So it was interesting. I mean, but this sort of raises the question of, with technology, as long as we have it, are these the kind of things? Because the NSA is spying on everybody all of the time. You know, to take these concepts a bit further, you think that this is what dads should be doing with the teenagers, right? Taking on what the NSA does.
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of an interesting topic because, you know, and this is one of those things, you know, you were saying that you're not quite there yet, you know, with your kid. I have two girls, okay?
Right.
My youngest is 17. And so I've been through the parental, you know, girls getting in, interested in guys, or the guys getting interested in your girls, and, you know, the first boyfriends and the dating and the things. And, you know, Robert, this is going to be an exciting time. I will be here for you when that comes. I promise I'll be here. But it's interesting because there's another story. There's this attorney general in Maryland, and I don't know if you may have heard this story back when this originally happened. Mm-hmm. This attorney general, Douglas Gansler, he got in trouble. Or actually, he didn't get in trouble, but his son got in trouble because he had a party, a drinking party, that took place at his house, and his kids and some other kids were caught drinking. Underage kids were caught drinking that night.
Okay.
And he more or less kind of backpedaled. He's been backpedaling because he originally was saying, hey, you know, I mean, the kids were there, you know, they were, at least they were supervised, they were in the house. And so, you know, having a self-tweeting bra, you know, I mean, if your daughter's going out and partying with her friends and might be over at somebody's house and drinking something like that, you know, you might say, hey, that would be a good safeguard, right? I want to keep my daughter from, you know.
But what about the safeguard? I think what I'm hearing here is that keeping them home. If they're going to go out and do those things elsewhere, could you provide a safer environment for that? And I don't know about your parents. Super. Mine were pretty liberal in terms of the way they raised us. That, you know, it wasn't a house of what would you call it? You can't know things, you can't see things, you can't do things. And it wasn't that I took advantage of that and was like the permissive guy. I mean, the thing is, the first time I drank alcohol was after my bar mitzvah. Right? I was a man.
Right.
13, I'm a man, right? Got bar mitzvah. So I took it seriously, and I think I did have some alcohol. Of course, it was at home. There were, you know, the parents were there and everything like that. So some now would argue that that's horrible. Why would you let your kids do that? But under that context, how did kids learn to drink for eons? I mean, even from biblical times. Why? I mean, it was because it was within the family setting. It was a controlled environment. You could actually communicate to your kids about the experience, what this is all about, what it does, the dangers, as opposed to a complete abolition. And then they go out, and, you know, teenagers, they rebel. And, inevitably
we
see this.
I was brought up in a very, very conservative kind of a household where, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that, and these are the dangers of doing this and that, whatever. And, you know, listen, for some kids that may work, but there are other kids where they just happen to have kind of a rebellious streak in them. And
True.
If you give kids too much of a sheltered upbringing, and I might be getting myself in some trouble here, but you know, you give them too much of a sheltered upbringing, then what happens is when they get out into the real world, then they are fully unprepared to deal with life when it comes at them. And
there is an argument to be made,
I think.
As a parent, you do want to provide those tools and give them some skills. I know not everybody's doing this, but in what you said is very true. Because you could have two children from the same family, and you raise them both the same way. One of them flies off the rail. The other is the model, whatever, student, whatever. And so, you know, I see that in my own family. Because I handle that level of freedom fairly well, comfortably. And I didn't go off the deep end with it. But I have a sibling that didn't do as well with that same upbringing. Now, that leads to the question of it, is it all in your genes? Is it genetic? Is it genetic? Is it the genes that cause you, let's say, for instance, if your kids behave badly at daycare or school, can they blame it on your genes? Of course, I know that the materialistic reductionist scientists want to blame everybody to, you know, on this concept of genetic determinism. Doesn't matter what you do, if their genes are bad, that, you know, you're screwed, you can't do anything unless we find some way to genetically engineer your children differently. And that is a story here we've got linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I think I've neglected today at all because, you know, Sundays we just kind of kick in. It's our first day of the week, technically. I haven't told you that you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so I hope that, you know, you haven't been lost for the last hour and a half here. We had Stephen Huer on from One World Way. Never said, hi, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Never told you to go to robertscottbell.com. I think we've given out the number once. I've been a bad host, Super Don.
You've been fine. Everybody knows. You did give out the phone number, though, which was good, but
did.
I don't see the phones ringing. But, you know, it's so I would like to throw this out there. I think it's an interesting topic. What do you think? I mean, there's a valid argument that if kids are going to do something, and if you have an open, honest communication with your kids, and they say, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, you know what? I've never drank before. you know, I wonder what it's like. You know, one camp would say, no, you don't drink. Drinking is bad for you. Drinking, underage drinking, it's against the law. It leads to a bad thing. And if you have a kind of an inkling that that kid is going to do it anyway, would you rather have them do it under your supervision in your home to experience so they can go, eh, that's not such a, you know, okay, I just wanted to see what it was like and build a maybe a bond of trust and communication with that kid? Or is it better to put your foot down and say, no, you cannot do that. That is not allowed. It is wrong. It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unethical. And if you do it, you're going to be grounded for a month.
Right. Well,
which tactic works?
I tell you, I mean, I would argue for, here we go. What I say, like, for instance, my kids, raise them organically. They literally ask, you know, if other families and friends or parents from other families, they're playing at their house and they offer them food, my kids will say, well, is it organic? Let me see the label, right? I didn't tell them to do that. It's just because this is what the way we eat. So you raise a child up to the way you would live, and they will rise typically to the standards. Now, I'm not saying that's 100% of the case, because there's always somebody that's going to go out and experiment. But if you allow them to do so under your supervision, case in point, the time went out to a restaurant with the family. There was a big event. We were hosting some things. I was part of this. And actually, funny enough, it was a Chinese delegation visiting. So we're talking some things, and now we've got some stories about pet food from China. National news story we'll get to. But we went out there, and my son, I think he was, what, 7 or 8 or 9 at the time, and he was with somebody, and they were giving him the food that was coming from this restaurant. I was like, no, we normally eat, and we don't eat out this way. My wife looked at me and says, oh, my gosh, this is not good. And I said, no, just let it happen. Let it happen. And my son got very ill the next day. Very quickly, and his intestines were not happy, but he learned a very valuable lesson under our care. Are we willing? Are we capable of willing to allow our children to experience life under a safer environment so that they can learn genuinely, so that they're not shocked or get into serious trouble when they leave your nest? That is the question here on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. A little family discussion. How do you raise your kids? I know it can inflame some passions, incite some hopefully not violence, but insights, perhaps. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The pet food issue from China, we'll get to that as well. But you can call us now. Go to robertscottbell.com. Remember, the archives are up linked in each day's show notes through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN, GCN Live, our syndicator. We'll be right back.
That masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, parents, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show is dedicated to you. And, you know, how you want to raise your kids. I don't like telling you how to do it. That's not my point. But bringing up some issues, remembering some, kind of reminiscing on some of the stories from my childhood and how, you know, alcohol wasn't a taboo subject and it was tried to be managed within the household, recognizing what the kids were out doing. Of course, kids were doing way more than whatever I did because the only thing I ever did consumed some alcohol during my teen years. And I kind of burned out on it by the time I was 18, 19 years of age. I was done with it. Now, I know everybody's an individual. They're all different. But even the issue or use of a plant, you know, that we've talked about, the criminalization of cannabis versus what we now know it to be. I have different viewpoints than I had growing up. So, question, 866-939-2355. You know, was it a governor or senator? What was it that was being blasted over this issue?
Maryland Attorney General.
An Attorney General. Now, actually, it's interesting because an Attorney General is all about prosecuting people,
right?
Prosecuting the citizens of a given state. So I see how it's interesting that there is a cognitive dissonance on that level where they can go after folks that did what he did. Right.
Yeah. Well, basically, just a quick correction. It wasn't. I don't think it happened in his house, but somebody took a picture of him looking for his underage son at a party where a bunch of people were drinking, and he was criticized for not intervening and prosecuting or going after somebody for allowing that to happen.
Right. And I respect him for not. I mean, I think the family should be the authority more so than I want the state in most every case. And so I'm not one that acknowledges the authority of the state to come in and violate the sanctity of a family and the decisions they make, you know, as long as they're not, you know, abusing and beating the children to death. I mean, that's a whole different realm. We're not even discussing that. But, you know, we talk about, let's say, hypocrisy. Or, you know, you meaning well, like Mayor Bloomberg, right? On some level, the guy he means well. I don't think that he wants people to get sick, but, you know, so this is his idea. Let's ban soft drinks. Let's ban this. Never recognizing the real issue in what causes people to be unhealthy. That goes well beyond his level of understanding. Now, we got a story about a pastor, and it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, tweeting it out, blasting it out, RS Bell Media, if you want to follow me on Twitter. A pastor who banned fried chicken, right? I think it was like, no potluck. If you come to our potluck, don't bring fried chicken. This, to me, would be like in my healing ministry if I said, you can only bring organic food. In a sense, it's sort of like an authoritarian statement of this is the only way. Now, I do believe that the preachers out there in churches, synagogue, mosques should be more vocal, like this guy, about food and how it impacts on your health. Yet, I step back and I look at this story, and it's like this guy says he banned fried chicken, but yet he's now become an outspoken advocate for Obamacare.
Yeah, a little bit of irony there, isn't there?
Very much so, because I would argue that Obamacare is much more dangerous to your health than fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I do. I say that. Now, granted, the fried chicken I'm talking about are chickens that are free grazing. They're eating non-GMO issues. They're healthy chickens. And the fried part of it is that you're using non-GMO oils, non-hydrogenated oils. And, of course, the breading, if you use breading, comes from, again, non-GMO grains. Whole organic, you know, so it's a different level of interaction there. Is it still an optimal thing to fry your food and get acrylamide, for instance, in your diet? No. But is it as deadly and dangerous as some of the things Obamacare is pushing and the medical monopoly prior to it, that is vaccines, the antibiotics that no longer work, the drugs for everybody, statins, the SSRIs? You know, cannabis is way better, in my opinion, than an SSRI ever will be. In terms of dealing with anxiety issues, for instance, or depression, things like that. But these are the things that are not promoted in Obamacare. There's nothing holistic. There's no detoxification focus or protocols. As we said, there's no homeopathy. There are no herbs. There's nothing that is genuinely health care in Obamacare. It's more ionizing radiation and mammograms. So every time you get a tweet from Obamacare when your bra is removed, it's to get a mammogram, not to self-examine.
Wow.
Yeah. So
a new application for the self-tweeting bra.
Yeah, they're going to take it on.
I got to, you know, what you've said is just really so dead on, because this guy, I mean, he's out there. I think he's doing a good thing, you know, because he noticed there was a problem with obesity in his.
Yeah,
you know,
we're not
population.
Getting on him for that. That's right.
And not only did he ban fried chicken, but he set up a walking track around the church to get people out and exercise.
Well,
and
I applaud the guy.
He's on the right track,
yeah,
but he just does not get it about how Obamacare is so anti-being healthy that he's really kind of fighting his own logic.
All right, moms, dads, kids, call us now, 866-939-2355. The lines are open. We got about a half hour left today. And, of course, Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar. We also have Leanna Werner-Gray, the Earth Diet. Major announcement. First time ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Monday's program. We'll tell you. Also, where's RSV going to be? It's not like where's Waldo, is it? No, I'll tell you. We got some upcoming events. Stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits, clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Right. Parent dedicated hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, although the parents are probably just watching football today. I don't know. Maybe the kids. Kids, you want to call in? You can do so. 866-939-2355. Where am I going to be? Where is RSB? In the show notes, it's listed there as well. I'll just give you a heads up real quickly. I've been mentioning it up, but Seattle coming up pretty soon, the 6th of November at 7 o'clock local time in Seattle. There's a store called Vitamin Life. They're in Redmond, Washington, which I think is Seattle area. Their phone number, if you have questions about it, is area code 425-869-7000, 425-869-7000. So how will it be? Me at 10 p.m. my time zone doing a lecture there, 7 p.m. I hope I'm awake for it, so it should be good. Come on out and see me. Also, 8th through the 10th in Atlanta, Curing the Incurable, Holistic Therapies for Chronic Disease. That's at the Sheraton downtown Atlanta. And that's the Weston A. Price Foundation invited me on Friday evening. I got a couple hours. We're going to have a good time with that. Also, the 22nd of November, back in Eustis, Florida. And that will be the Robert Scott Bell Show live at the Wind Horse Theater in Eustis. And so we got lots of cool stuff coming up. We'll add some more into the mix. As I know them, there are some other events. And if you'd like to invite me somewhere, let me know or ask Super Don, askrsb@gmail.com. And let us know, or the 866-939-2355 number, which you can leave a voicemail on when we're off the air, and we'll get back to you. So there we go, Super Don. What are the parental issues? We got behavioral stuff on all levels. You know, you don't want your daughters going out with the tweeting bra or not without it. Although in a 60s sort of sense, now they'll suddenly leave the bra at home. I don't know if that's the best thing. Although wearing underwire bras can be dangerous, we know, because of the compression, which is not necessarily good for breast tissue either.
How about people who have kids that are in preschool? What about them? How about them misbehaving? Behavioral problems. You know, we can't use a tweeting bra.
Right.
We don't really have to worry about preschoolers wanting to try, underage drinking, because they're kind of young for that. But, you know, I mean, listen, if you've had kids, and Robert, you have experienced this, your kids are a little bit older now, but you've gone through this phase about behavioral problems in kids of preschool age. It did happen.
It's
pretty commonplace. Did you know it wasn't their fault, though?
No, that I didn't know. I thought it was their fault for misbehaving.
They had no control over it whatsoever. It was genetic.
Well, of course.
It was genetic. It was their genes that caused them to misbehave.
Yeah, or as my son would say, blame Canada. He's now in the
blame
South Park.
Blame right. Candida.
you're right. This author, Shannon Lipscomb, assistant professor of human development and family sciences at Oregon State University. Is that out near you, Oregon State?
Oregon State University, yes, home
OSU.
Of the Beavers.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. So they're pointing to the reason that some children develop problem behavior at care centers, despite the best efforts of teachers and care centers, and they published it in the Integrational Journal of Behavioral Development. It has nothing to do with the food. It has nothing to do with hypoglycemia. It has nothing to do with food additives and hyper, synthetic components. It's all
food colorings.
No, colorings have nothing to do. It's all about the genes of these kids.
Yes.
Genetic predisposition. Do you believe this? Of course, if you wreck their genes, you want to say it that way, because the environment impacts genetic expression, you can destroy them with food, with vaccines, with antibiotics that no longer work, that rip their guts so they can't assimilate nutrients, and these vitamins, minerals, trace minerals can't get in. They will be used up because of the toxic poisons coming in, excitotoxins, things like that happening. You are going to create and facilitate. So you can say, well, it's genetic. But, of course, you step back and realize you've corrupted genetic integrity by feeding them garbage, by allowing modern medicine to molest them. And yes, I said it that way, by piercing their skin with needles that have no place what I'd call a sane civilized culture. If we can even call civilization sane at this point, that's debatable.
And, you know, it's interesting because I'm coming through this article trying to find out what is the purpose as to why they did this study and how they came to this conclusion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The lead author of this study said that the findings point to the reason that some children develop problems or problem behavior at care centers. And so I think what they were looking at is they're looking at the care centers, you know, preschool care centers, and that kids that go to these care centers develop behavior problems because of the setting. And what they found in this study, which I think is interesting, is that they say that some children with this supposed genetic predisposition may be better able to manage their behavior in a different setting, such as at home.
They're just saying, hey, you genetically do not qualify for our daycare center. Now,
yeah, but I think it's interesting to look at this and go, all right, well, you know, the home sitting, I think we can maybe give a pat on the back to the moms and the dads that do homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to find that, you know, in a home setting, that you're going to find these kids are going to get probably a better experience, a better education. Because, listen, education starts at preschool, in my opinion.
Oh, man,
it's not just something that is...
starts in the womb. You're playing them that Mozart stuff, little baby Mozart, whatever it is. But you're right. It's never too early. But I do like that idea, of course, and I'm seeing it manifest more and more in people that are coming to the same conclusion that Ron Paul has, that, you know, your best option, if you can, is to bring them back home. And no, that doesn't shelter them too much, so they're not prepared for the outside world. In fact, we find that the homeschool kids are often the most well-adjusted, because there are, typically when you homeschool, you're not alone. There are groups involved. You get the kids out and do all kinds of activities. So the misunderstandings of it are just that. They've not actually been through it and investigated and seen it in action. Now, in this article, they say, we're not recommending that children are genetically tested, but... Right? So this is only a matter of time before there is a, you know, state licensed facilities will require genetic testing before we allow children into these facilities. You know, because when they say it's not that, you know they're protesting too much.
Right, right. It's going to be on the, it's going to be the form that you have to fill out before you fill out the form for getting them vaccinated, right? Or,
yeah,
or trying to get your exemption.
So we'll have it like the BRCA gene nonsense with breast cancer. You have the BRCA 1, 2, or 3, whatever gene it is. It'll be what? The Ritalin 1, 2, or 3 gene. You know, your genetic code says you need to be on Ritalin if you're going to be in this school. Again, completely deflecting from food as a source of the problem. Now, are there behavioral issues that are because kids are not disciplined at all? Certainly that's the case. But in these environments of daycare centers that are often, you know, confined, if they're not able to run around like kids are designed to do, that's why scholastic settings where the kids are at their desk for hours and hours on time, it's like if a kid doesn't have ADHD in those environments, there's a problem. That kid is probably already on meds or doesn't have adequate nutrition. So these are, you know, very big issues, real issues. Also, the issue of chronic dehydration, we touch on from time to time. Why, I will remind you right here and right now, if you haven't taken advantage, you can download the free ebook on structuring, alkalizing the water that you're utilizing at home. Go to robertswater.com and you can get a free ebook downloaded. You can read up on it, and it's exciting what you'll learn, but then you implement that. You can do so much. We talked last hour with Stephen Huer about detoxification. Without adequate hydration, the water that can get in there and cleanse the cells, we can do a lot of good stuff, but we need that water as a basis for everything. So that's another aspect to this. Now, we do have, I don't know if we've exhausted, as I said, the parents are quiet out there, but you can listen and re-listen to the show because the archives are done through naturalnewsradio.com. In the show notes, they're right away up at GCN, GCNlive.com, and all of our affiliates, they're plugging into this. But you can re-listen or have folks listen to this discussion here and call us anytime, 24/7. But I do want to transition to, Brian, if that's okay, checking with my producer, to the pet issue. There's a big story we covered, in fact, on Friday with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution. We talked about these pets that are being hammered by these doggy treats from China. And although we are not big fans of government regulation, we are not also arguing for the free flow of poison from China either. That there is a legitimate mechanism in the cell to determine that which is healthy and good for it, and we can take that out into the body politic and say there's a legitimate reason to protect the people from things that are obviously poison or from large multinational corporations that have no allegiance to your health or anything, and that would be willing to sell you poison just to profit off of it. And so the regulatory body should be directing their actions and activities against these soulless multinational corporations, and we'd have legitimacy. But instead, the FDA takes all of its power, whether it's legitimate or not, and attacks small family farmers or small dietary supplement companies that are doing nothing to harm anyone, who simply are trying to bring a good product to market. And so they're directing their actions and energy around. That's where we have a problem. Now, the Food and Drug Administration, in its earlier incarnation under the Pure Food and Drug Act, that's at the time of Dr. Harvey Wiley. It's a history nobody seems to know anymore.
Right.
There was a legitimate, let's say, governmental desire to protect the food supply from being adulterated and poisoned. I don't have a problem with that. But the way the FDA works now, look, it's allowing poison in from China. No big deal. Hey, let's go after the organic farmers who are crying about GMOs. You see how backwards and upside down this is?
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, and listen, in response to this, and I think this has been a long time coming, because every once in a while, you'll see a story like that, like this, where stuff is coming from China. You know, quite often it's killing people. In this particular case, it's killing animals. And this is not the first time that we have gotten poisoned pet food that has killed animals. And finally, this time, the FDA is getting involved. And basically what they're saying is they want to require these facility owners to have a food safety plan and to have controls in place to minimize any potential hazards. That is something that the FDA should do. Let's prevent poison, toxic things coming from other countries, especially China, because of their own lack of regulations and lack of enforcement in areas where there should be some, and because we import so much stuff from China because we just can't seem to make it ourselves anymore, that we're having stuff coming in that is having lead, and
grow,
it's having melamine, and it's having all of these things in there shouldn't be in there.
Please grow your own food and cook for your animals. Prepare food for them. Or as we talked about with Dr. Frank King on Friday's Healing Revolution, talking about the ability to get quality proteins that these animals normally would eat in the wild and moving back toward that. And when we come back, those of those FDA agents who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show who are more hell-bent on targeting small family farmers and small supplement companies, I've got a solution for them, right? Not the good ones that are actually trying to protect our pets from food from China, okay? All right, so stand by for that. I just came up with it. It reminded me of a story earlier in the week. We'll tie it in together. You got a little bit of time to sign in. If not, just go to robertscottbell.com, link up to all of the show notes and archives, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
It's the FDA team. Hide your organic food, your raw food. They're coming for your raw milk. Hey, listen. This, and by the way, that article I wanted to refer to on the pet stuff. Mike Adams, another great one at naturalnews.com. I'm like him. I mean, I'm not into overregulation, but I don't have a problem with some level of oversight, especially, again, to these large multinational corporations. But the FDA is purchased by those. So I was just trying to think of one, and right before the break, it just kind of dawned on me. We covered a story. We've got the perfect remedy for FDA agents gone wild, right? These are the ones that are going after the good guys, targeting the small family farmer, the raw milk producers, the milk producers that are real, the real milk stuff. And basically, hey, do you remember last week we talked about the fart filter underwear?
Yes, I do.
So what we want to do is recommission it. What do you say when you take something and you kind of make it for something else? They talk right. About, I don't know, if it's retrofitting or what, but we want to make it like FDA-approved headgear. And so the fart filter underwear, what we want to do is provide, like, holiday gifts. You want to stocking stuff for your favorite FDA agent that is going after the good guys instead of the bad guys. When they're not looking, I know this is probably good because they're usually armed, so I'm not telling you to do this, but if you happen to know of one, just kind of sneak up behind them and put it over their head so they can't do any harm with spewing the lies and the dangerous things that they do and trying to tell us that what we do is somehow dangerous, that the medicine of creation is dangerous. So fart filter underwear, recommission it for being headgear for FDA agents that are going after the good guys. I don't know. If it'll work, I don't know. It just came to me. That's just the free flow of the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
All right. So it'd be kind of like a reverse gas mask. So like when they're breathing out and out of the garbage,
They would be subject to their own behavior, to their own intentions, to their own thought forms, rather than damaging and endangering the lives of innocent and helpful Americans. Now, go do your job, FDA, if you're going to do the right thing and protect us from dangerous food and drugs that are genuinely dangerous. Vaccines that contain mercury or anything else that they contain, but they're not doing that. And that's the point of the argument of why we are not, let's say, very, we don't have a lot of kind words to the FDA. But if they're going to do something good, like Harvey Wiley had intended with the Pure Food and Drug Act, I don't have a whole lot of problem with that. But again, we've got some more discussion of that. We got Advanced Medicine Monday coming up tomorrow, of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar, and a major announcement. It's so I don't even know what it is. I know it's big. From Leanna Werner Gray, author of The Earth Diet. She's coming on to the Robert Scott Bell Show through National News Radio exclusively to tell the world. Really cool stuff. So we'll find out about that.
Awesome.
And let's see, what else? We told you where we're going to be. Oh, yeah, this is the big news we didn't get to cover. Rand Paul is threatening another filibuster, this time to stop the, what are they going to do? They're going to vote on it in the Senate, whether they allow Yellen, Janet Yellen, to become the new Fed Reserve chairwoman.
Yeah, well, we're looking at another possible Rand Paul filibuster because, you know, he's got to try and keep up with Ted Cruz now, right? Because, you know, we had the green eggs and ham thing, and he kind of stole Rand Paul's high score on the filibuster video game. But, yeah, he's talking about he wants to put on hold the nomination of Janet Yellen to be the new chair of the Fed Reserve and basically stand his ground, which he's really good at doing. You know, one of the very few principled guys in Congress that we know is out there trying to do the right thing and make a difference.
Well, and as far as I know, the wife of Rand Paul is not like into Goldman Sachs and all that other crazy stuff. What I understand is that Cruz has some connections back to the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, that, you know, again, even if they're part of those organizations, if they do something that we perceive and receive as correct, we'll say it. But also, you know, take it with a grain of salt because there may be other agendas behind them. With the Paul family, I don't see that, knowing what I know of Ron Paul over the years and what Rand is trying to do, although he's playing in a very nasty sandbox up there in Washington,
D.C. He's carrying the mantle. You know, carrying the torch of his father, trying to get an audit of the Fed, and this is what he's talking about doing.
Yep. Anyway, well, we're about wrapped up for the Sunday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to all our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. When you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see the banners up there. Please, your gratitude, your love is required for us to continue on our mission. Yeah, YouTube, RSBell Media Channel. We're going to wrap up today's show, and you're going to see it first, but you got to go there. In the meantime, tell your friends it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.